From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Germany imposes new restrictions on migrants and refugees. Germany is temporarily reinstating passport controls along its border with EU partner Austria to limit the flow of migrants and refugees. The country's interior minister says the move is designed to return order to the process of bringing migrants into his country. Germany and Austria recently agreed to let in migrants in a bid to alleviate the number gathering in Hungary. In another attempt to control the flow of migrants, train service from Austria to Germany was suspended Sunday. Austrian police say they rescued 42 people believed to be migrants stowed in a refrigerated flour truck along a highway near the German border Sunday. Police say two Iraqis suspected as smugglers were arrested. Palestinians and Israeli police clash at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem Sunday, the eve of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. The unrest broke out after police entered the compound in pursuit of Palestinians who earlier had barricaded themselves in the mosque and had thrown rocks and flares at police. The Israeli authorities used tear gas and threw stun grenades at Palestinian youths. The mosque was reopened to visitors after Sunday's violence was quelled. Jordan, which has custodian rights over the mosque, condemned the Israeli raid, accusing the Jewish state of provocations. South Sudan's rebels and government say they will both send senior officials to a special meeting on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly September 29th. The meeting, which follows an invitation by the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, is aimed at galvanizing international community support for the implementation of South Sudan's recently signed peace agreement. This is VOA News.